It's still dark and well below freezing when Christy Levitt pulls to a stop and turns off the rumbling motor. For a moment, there's no sound but the faint whisper of wind sweeping over the ice. The navy blue sky begins to lighten. The cold air burns in her lungs. Bundled in a hot pink coat that matches her fishing hut and gear, Levitt hops down from the driver's seat onto the 18-inch thick ice that covers this corner of Munuskong Lake on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Her boots crunch into a thin layer of snow as she begins the ritual of preparing for one of her favorite activities, ice fishing. Levitt is among the nearly 2 million ice anglers in the United States who look forward all year to the chill of winter. Like many others in the Great Lakes region, she also relies on the cold for a living. She's managed her family's tourist cabins and bait shop on the edge of the lake, and the businesses make most of their money during the ice fishing and snowmobiling season.